For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Like some other aspects of the ongoing pandemic, how public schools in South Carolina should open is now fully embroiled in politics. Despite the continuing spread of the coronavirus, President Trump is urging the nation's schools to open this fall and to provide full-time, face-to-face instruction. Last week, Republican Governor Henry McMaster, an ardent supporter of the president, adopted the same position and called for state schools to provide in-class instruction for 5 days each week if parents make that choice. McMaster's position on reopening is drawing criticism from Democratic officeholders, teachers groups, and school boards, who maintain that local districts should decide how schools should safely open. This week, McMaster got some powerful Republican support when Vice President Mike Pence came to Columbia to applaud the governor's reopening of the state and his call for in-class instruction.
On behalf of the president and our entire task force, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for leading the way on getting our kids back in the classroom.
McMaster says getting schools fully open is in the best interest of students, and it will also help strengthen the state's economy by allowing more parents to be able to return to work. South Carolina's elected school chief, Molly Spearman, a Republican, isn't in McMaster's corner on the question of opening. She favors a more cautious approach, with decisions being made at the district level but with her final approval. That's aimed at addressing safety concerns of teachers, school employees, and parents, like Todd Weiss of Columbia. He's the father of two children who attend schools in Richland County.
That's what we elect the local school board to do. That's what we elect the local officials to make those decisions, because they are local decisions. It's not a state decision, and it damn sure, excuse my French, isn't a national decision.
Superintendent Spearman told a House subcommittee this week that this school year, students using online learning will have to make some physical trips to their school. Governor McMaster, long an advocate of school choice, roiled the state's education landscape again this week when he announced he plans to designate $32 million of federal coronavirus relief funds to pay for one-time grants for needy students to attend private or religious schools.
We persevere and we continue and we're determined that the children of South Carolina get the best education in the whole country. And we want to, one way to do that is have the parents make the choice of where they go to school and how they go to school.
McMaster traveled to a private school in Greenville to make his announcement. The county with the state's largest public school district and the superintendent who was critical of the governor's proposed mandate on opening. Most public school advocates are opposed to the governor's move. Kathy Manus, head of the Palmetto State Teachers Association, said the $32 million could be a huge benefit to public schools struggling through the COVID pandemic.
There was so much that we could use in the public schools of South Carolina, and the governor decided to spend that so that students could go to private schools with no accountability, who don't even take every student. You know, we've been having to fight vouchers for years, and this is, you know, if you can't get it by having enough votes in the General Assembly, then you go another way to get it, and that's exactly what they've done here.
A state judge has temporarily blocked McMaster's plan. Circuit Judge Edgar Dixon will hear arguments next week on a lawsuit questioning the constitutionality of spending public funds for private education. Orangeburg attorney Skylar Hutto filed the suit. Hutto is the son of Democratic State Senator Brad Hutto. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.